Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Tuesday, the 23rd of February. Starting off with Argo Blockchain and a rather difficult chart here at the moment. The rising trend channel still in place, I suppose, from the end of December. Top of the channel up towards £4.80 or 90, which obviously seems to be a long way away at the moment. We broke neckline support at £2.50, tested it as resistance today so far, and it looks as though the floor of the channel is around £1.80, so the risk is down to that level. But at least while we're above £1.80, we still have the hopes and dreams of a target towards 500 pence over the next month or two. I suppose at this stage, if you're cautious on the stock, which some might be, you'd wait for an end-of-day close back above £2.50 to prove that we are on our way in terms of the upside scenario. I think it was rather painful yesterday that we had a key reversal initially to the upside, but we did actually close, I suppose, back below the previous day's high, so that was nearly a full signal intraday. But today, at least while we're above £1.80, the bull argument remains in place. On to Besant, which is surprisingly, well, it's still in a range, really. It's surprising that it hasn't done better, given that it is a copper situation. Copper seems to be on fire at the moment. But we've got this extended consolidation for the shares since the end of November. The top of the range currently around, 0.27, 0.28. So looking for a weekly close above 0.28, really, to get the shares on the path to retest the October November resistance towards 0.5 pence. Stop loss, if you're in it, it would be back below the 200-day moving average at 0.19 or thereabouts. Stock which has a name which never ceases to amuse me is Cloud Coco. Here you can see that we've had one of our favorite setups. Favorite because it tends to work rather than any other reason, but in fact there are two favorite setups in the last month. The first is a bear trap gap fill, so I have a gap to the downside, and then the shares will then fill that gap and then close above the top of the gap. And then we had another gap, second gap, the normal one through resistance, through 1.4 pence, with the view at this stage being that while we're above 1.4 pence, we're heading up towards as high as that resistance line projection from the end of 2019, as high as 2.8 pence by the end of next month. If you're a bit cautious on the shares, which maybe being overly cautious, then you wait for an end of day close above 1.71, which was the initial February peak. But with that gap through resistance, looks as though we're on our way, especially while we're above 1.4 pence. Stock which I covered recently, but is worth looking at again, purely because we've got beautiful green candles all over the place on a rather dull day for the stock market. Three nice candles in a row so far. The view is that while we're above the January intraday peak at 11 pence on an end of day close basis, critical metals could hit as high as 18 pence by the end of next month. And in fact, given how strong the price action has been and how green the candles have been, one would be looking for rather more than 18 pence, perhaps as high as 35 pence on a 2 to 3 month view. But it is early days yet, so one doesn't want to get too excited. But you can see how the floor of the channel there fits in with the recent rise for the shares. So let's see how that goes. Next stock is one which is battered and bruised by the bears. Defamation all over the place, but shares of Cat and I have proved the bears wrong so far. Beautiful 2-day spike for the stock after a gap through 2 pence, hitting our sort of initial target there at the top of the broadening triangle from November, 4.1 pence, and almost hitting or beating the November peak towards 5 pence. So pretty good stuff for Cat and I. The view at this stage is that if we can get a decent end-of-day close above 3.54, which is last month's resistance, we could be looking for further significant upside. At this stage, the next target, while we're above 3.5 pence, should be towards 6 pence, which is an August resistance line projection. So let's see how we go there. This stage, though, in terms of money management, end-of-day close back below the 200-day line would be the favoured spot, bearing in mind that recent on all the other previous occasions when the shares have rallied, they've fallen away quite sharply. Stock which is requested, has been requested today, is Diurnal. And here you can see that the shares sandwiched between two trend lines there, 62 pence roughly on the resistance and 57 on the support. Looking for a breakout of that particular range. Positive here is the way that the 200-day moving average at 50 pence is currently rising. And while we remain above the 200-day line, we're looking for a retest of the best levels of the post-September period towards 80 pence. But I want to see that break of that resistance line from September at 62 pence first before assuming a fresh leg to the upside. Another stock which has been requested and has perhaps gone rather quiet of late, Hemogenix. You can see that we come back a long way from the double top there, arguably triple top of last year, through 15 pence. This month's not been a great one either. We broke a line of support from April at around 8 pence and the 200-day line, and the initial February support at 6.5 pence. While we're below 6.5 pence, risking a fill of the gap there towards 4.5 pence from April. So really, we need to see 6.5 pence recovered pretty quickly to negate the downside argument at Hemogenix. One of the brightest stocks of the day, one which has taken a long time to deliver the goods on the upside, has been i3 Energy. Great fundamental update, breaking the January resistance line at 6.3 pence on a technical basis after a bear trap down towards the 200-day line as recently as yesterday. So that was a bit of a rug pull ahead of today's announcement. I wonder how that happened. And above 6.3 pence, we're looking for a top of May trend channel target as high as 9.5 pence over the next month to 6 weeks. Could be as soon as at the end of March on that 9.5 pence target, which, to be fair, we've been looking at for a long time here, more than 2 or 3 months now. So overdue on the upside, especially with the crude oil price and its recent strength. Going on to a stock on its hourly chart basis, purely because there's not much of a chart to go on. It's Canabo. Had a rather rocky ride here for people in the stock. Current situation is just interesting on the basis that to start the week, we found support above previous resistance, the initial resistance there, 21 pence. So that was a plus point. And also the way that we gapped up today and we've held the gap. There's the floor of the trend channel on the hourly chart at 26 pence. So ideally above 26 pence on an end of day close basis, then we still have the chance of hitting the top of the trend channel from last week as high as 60 pence over the next month to 2 months. If you're cautious on the stock, you wait for an end of day close above today's initial peak at 33 pence before targeting the best levels again. My Healthcare, yet another request, and going to look at it on the daily chart basis. Here we had a decent spike for the shares last week. A bit like Canabo, found found new support at old resistance here at 3.14, the low so far 3.1. So, but while there's no end of day close back below 3.1 pence, got a chance of revisiting the best levels of February at 4.5 pence plus over the next 2 to 4 weeks on My Health Checked. Going on to a stock which is reminds me a bit of Cat and I in terms of the extended drift and then final spike that we've had, months of drift here for non-standard finance, finally breaking that trend line from September. That trend line there at, let's call it 3.7 pence, so an end of day close back above that today should be enough to deliver an initial target here at the 200-day moving average at 5.4 pence over the next couple of weeks. Best case scenario target over the next 1 to 2 months as high as 9 or 10 pence, which is the top of the broadening triangle from the end of June last year. Just a couple of stocks to go now, and the first one, one of those slightly problematic ones, remote monitored systems. Here we've had the drift after the warrants debacle that that was earlier in the month. Situation here is that, and the reason we're including the stock today is, apart from a request, is also that we're very near to the 200-day moving average at 1.23 pence. That can and could be a buy point for those trying to bottom fish the stock. We'd also have the old support there at 1.22 from December, and the support just below 1 pence from November. So if remote monitored is going to bounce, it's going to bounce around the 1 to 1.2 pence area, and ideally near the 200-day moving average. If we're looking for a buy trigger, then at this stage probably the best one would be an end of day close back above today's intraday high at around 1.5 pence, which is that broken September support line. So let's see how we go for remote monitored. Finishing off with the dish of the day, I think for many, Ridgecrest. Here you can see that the shares, well, it's not much of a chart actually, but we're not lost even though we have such a small chart. A couple of points to note here. One was the way that support yesterday after suspension at 1.5 pence was previously resistance on the way up, so that was a positive tick. The other point is that we had a gap down from yesterday as compared to the pre-suspension price, so gap there to fill at 2.1 pence, and a bear trap reversal would be the buy signal on an end of day close back above 2.1 pence today. So end of day close back above 2.1 pence, filling and closing that bear gap would be the buy trigger on a technical basis for a journey to the top of the rising trend channel from last month, as high as 4 or 4.5 pence by the end of next month. If you're cautious on the shares and want to see a little bit more evidence of a potential turnaround, then you'd wait for a break of that resistance line from last month, running around the 2.2 pence level. But basically at this stage, end of day close above 2.1 pence looks like it would do the trick, with a stop loss back below 1.5 for cautious traders. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.